Now, Egypt has proposed a ceasefire in a devastating week-long conflict between Israel and the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas. The Egyptian foreign ministry has announced a three-step plan, starting with a 12-hour ceasefire that would take effect on Tuesday morning. The ministry says a truce would be followed by the opening of border crossings and talks in Cairo between the sides. Israel's cabinet is reportedly set to meet to discuss the proposal. The proposal comes on the eve of a scheduled visit by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Cairo. Tel Aviv has already ignored the UN's call for a truce and continues to launch airstrikes. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh also confirmed the ongoing truce efforts and said his organization is open to end the violence. Earlier, a senior Hamas official said that no deal has been reached yet. Well, Israel continues to attack the besieged Gaza Strip for the 8th consecutive day. At least 7 people have been killed in the latest Israeli strike on the coastal enclave. The latest strikes killed 3 people in the town of Rafah, including a 4-year-old child. 2 people were also killed in Khan Yunis, in the south of the Gaza Strip. The latest incidents bring the death toll in the Israeli bombardment of the Palestinian territory to 186. Medical sources say the number of fatalities has exceeded the figure of the 2012 conflict. According to the United Nations, as many as 77% of the casualties in Gaza have been civilians, and over 1,300 Gazans have been injured.
Israeli attacks have so far destroyed and damaged 869 homes. 10 mosques have been hit in Israeli attacks. Some 17,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. 70,000 Gazans have no access to electricity.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Israel is taking advantage of the Islamic world's neglect to commit crimes in Gaza. In a meeting with Iran's President Hassan Rouhani and his cabinet, the leader said what is happening in Gaza is truly catastrophic. Ayatollah Khamenei also described as very proper the president's stance and the government's measures in regard to the sad incidents in Gaza and the killings of Palestinians, especially women and children. The leader added that the Israelis' massacres in Gaza should awaken Islamic governments and nations and convince them to end their disagreements and unite. Earlier, we spoke to a Palestinian Authority spokesman about the Israeli onslaught on Gaza. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about Israel's massacres in the besieged territory.
Hardly passing one single day without hearing and seeing children and women and elderly and civilians are targeted by the indiscriminate shelling by the Israeli air raids. Mosques are targeted and even houses are demolished on the heads of its people. This is unacceptable, and that's why we call upon the international community to react to stop this Israeli aggression against our people in Gaza. This situation is absolutely unacceptable by all international and human codes and by all international conventions, which actually protecting civilians from any military aggression that have been the case for the last 6 days. These images, what we see is just a few of many other images that even the cameras of journalists are not capturing it to reveal the real atrocity of the people facing because of the air raids and the different kinds of shelling that it is taking place for the last 6 days in Gaza. So the position of the Palestinian Authority with this regard, that we are calling upon the international community to react to protect the children and the women and the civilians from indiscriminate shelling and to stop this massacre, which is continuing to happen for all these days. This happened before in 2008, it happened in 2012, and now it is happening again. It is the right of the Gazans to live as any normal human being in the world and like any other nation in the world, not to be a target of any Israeli aggression like what is happening. What we need from the international community is to consider that the human suffering of the Palestinians in the face of the occupation. We are a nation under occupation.
Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says it has sent 3 drones over Israel with targets including the compound of the Ministry of Military Affairs in Tel Aviv. Hamas also says that it has lost contact with one of its aircraft. Tel Aviv insists that only one drone was launched and was shot down. Hamas has developed three types of drones, including those for gathering intelligence and armed drones. It's the first time that Hamas has used unmanned aircraft since Israel began pounding the Gaza Strip a week ago. Meanwhile, Palestinian fighters have fired more rockets into Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. Over a dozen were wounded, including two children. Rocket sirens also wailed in the city of Yehuam, home to Israel's Dimona nuclear site. Israel shells southern Lebanon after a rocket slams into northern Israel. At least one rocket was fired from Lebanon into the Israeli city of Nahariya, located nearly 9 kilometers from the border with Lebanon. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The rocket was reportedly launched from the Al-Qalayli plain near the southern city of Tyre. The Israeli army says it responded shortly afterwards with artillery fire toward the launch site of the rocket. This was the fourth time a rocket was fired from Lebanon since the beginning of the conflict in Gaza. Earlier, a rocket that was fired from Syria's Golan Heights into Israel landed near the Al-Rum settlement in the occupied part of Golan.